my favorite stores in the mall is called Things to Remember. This store offers many items that can be engraved, just a whole store of pretty things to commemorate special occasions. People give engraved items in honor of a special day or shared moments all the time. I know many of you have received such gifts. You know what a treasure it is to you. You keep those treasured things close by. My daughter, Asia, gave me the silver bangle many years ago, and I wear it every day. She bought this from Things Remembered. People like to remember happy times and significant things. It gives us a warm feeling. Memories are precious. They keep us connected to people, places, and events that have shaped us and influenced our lives. But there have been times we wish we could forget some things. Some things that are very painful to remember. Yes. But some of those memories can bring you to your knees, but even then, life's unpleasant trees can offer lasting lessons learned through adversity. Amen. I know what adversity is. Because you see, I'm a proud daughter of the American South, a true Geechee girl from the Carolinas. My black heritage has shaped me into the woman of faith that I am today. But like many African Americans from the South, I am no stranger to the hate and intolerance that has unfortunately defined a large part of our history. Losing my mother and my cousins in the most horrific manner because of hate in the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston has changed me and my immediate family and the other 8 families on that fateful day on June 17, 2015, a day that a young man filled with hate decided that he would follow through with the things that was put in his head. People's lives were changed. The city of Charleston was changed. The world was changed as we received messages and condolences from all over the world. But I stand here today as an accidental activist for God. I'm an accidental activist who is someone who finds themselves in a life-altering experience and spring into action for God. Not every activist starts out with a goal of changing the world. Some of us have our lives shaped by chance, quirks of timing, and strange coincidences.
All right.
Our unwillingness or simple inability to fully ignore the horrors perpetuated against people spring us into action. For some of us who journey through this kind of intense work, find ourselves with a new purpose in life. Some of us use our voices to invoke change.
Yes.
This is the purpose of my life now. To call upon my sisters and brothers in Christ to think different, to feel different, to talk different, to talk about God's grace and His mercy for all of us. I continue to be overwhelmed as I travel this country, sharing my heart and soul when I stand before audiences like you. The sharing of my journey continues to be raw for me. Yet, this journey at times has been complicated. It's been lonely. Mm-hmm. It's been physically debilitating. Mm-hmm. But yet, through the love of Christ in my heart and the love of God for me, I learned how to navigate through this pain. You see, I had to develop a ribbon of steel. The ribbon of steel is able to move fluidly, but you can stand up against anything when you have God in your heart.
Yes.
We all have common ground in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
We are one in Christ regardless of who we are.
That's right.
As we observe World Communion Sunday, we are called to remember what this sacred sacrifice tells us even today.
Mm-hmm.
In a world wrought with pain and suffering, fear, natural disasters, political chaos, the question is, how do we live out the love of Jesus Christ in this sacrament we participate in month after month, or however your church does this ordinance?
Yes.
The Lord's Supper is a time for us to thank God for his great salvation provided for us in the death of Christ, and to rejoice in his grace so freely given.
Mm-hmm.
It should be a time of hope, since Jesus twice mentions his coming kingdom, which could have not come unless he was resurrected from the dead.
Amen.
Today, all over this world, Christians come together in unity, acknowledging our sins and thanking God for God's love for mankind.
Yes.
I have come to understand our time at the Lord's table calls us to a different way of living.
Yes.
All right.
A way that rises above all hatred and division.
Yes.
A way of peace and unity.
Yes.
A way of grace and love that reflects the very love of Jesus Christ himself. We are called to remember.
Yes.
At the Last Supper, Jesus shared a meal with his disciples and then led them in the ancient observance of the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, or Passover. Jesus, the master teacher, used this opportunity to plant an important memory in his disciples gathered in that upper room.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus shared this meal for their benefit and for ours.
Mm-hmm.
As Jesus raised the bread and the cup in thanksgiving, he added a new significance to this ancient ritual. Luke 22 records that Jesus told his disciples to observe the Passover in remembrance of me.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus took an old symbol, filled it with new meaning.
Yes.
The meaning of Jesus' words and actions is rooted in his command to remember.
Mm-hmm. All right.
As today's disciple, we observe the Lord's Supper in remembrance of Christ. Some congregations refer to this ordinance as a memorial supper to highlight the significance of Christ's atoning work on the cross and to call believers to remember his sacrificial death. Others call it communion to highlight the believer's intimacy with Christ. Whatever we call this observance, one thing is clear. It is time to remember.
Yes.
Taking the bread and wine is our recalling of something about Jesus' love for the body, for his body, the church. It is a proclamation until he comes, not about our unworthiness, but the Lord's death on our behalf,
yes,
which makes us reconciled to God.
Mm-hmm.
This is the proclamation of the Lord's death. Jesus paid the penalty for our sins and became our righteousness so that we can live in a positive and constructive relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
He changed everything.
Yes, he did.
He just didn't die. He was also resurrected. Amen?
Amen.
So when we come together to take the symbols of that sacrifice, we do it not in remembrance of our past, but of all that Jesus is for all who trust in him.
Yes.
All right.
Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We are called to the table to examine ourselves and our actions. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians to examine ourselves and then partake.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if the Spirit convicts you of some sin that you have not confessed, bring it to God.
Amen.
And obtain his forgiveness and mercy. Then partake.
Amen.
There is forgiveness available for every sin in the blood of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about forgiveness a little bit because I struggled with forgiveness of the person that killed 9 people. I struggled because I couldn't find in my heart a way to say, I forgive you. And all that you did, all the pain that you caused. I didn't want to forgive. But you see, I represent something higher.
Amen.
The God in me wrestled with my heart for almost 2 years. I was not able to forgive him instantly, like some people say we are called to forgive instantly. I didn't want to. But here I am. I know that I've forgiven him in my heart, but I've never said the word publicly. So today, among you, among all of you, I forgive you, Dylan Roof, because God forgives each and every one of us no matter what we do. Even him deserves forgiveness. One thing I did learn out of this whole thing is that God is always willing and able for you to do whatever you have to do. So come to him with all that you have. It took me 2 years, 4 months to get to this point. But you see, God loves us, so he will allow us to take as much time as we need. Because coming to God, you have to be authentic.
Yes.
When you're forgiving, there is no going back.
Yes.
You forgive with everything you have in your heart. So we go on. We go on.
Yes.
God is more than ready to forgive and restore us. We must be willing to be uncomfortable and face some hard truths and realities.
Yes.
Willing to talk about the things that keep us apart.
Yes.
Come
to his table. Look at yourself, your attitudes, and your actions. Confess any apathy that has made the Lord's Supper a routine ritual. Turn away from sins that keep you from close fellowship with God.
Mm.
Then look to Christ, who freely gives himself for you, and let your heart be moved by his great love as seen in the cross.
Yes.
We are the body of Christ.
Yes.
We are called to remember.
Yes.
We can't fully be whole if our neighbors aren't whole. Amen. Along with
Amen.
Us. We are disciples of Christ. We are the people given the task to send out the good news to all who want to hear. We must come to the table every time different, willing to remember why we came to the table in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
May the peace of Christ be with you. And when you leave this place today, leave this place willing to serve the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.